I want to know what you'll give up for me if I allow you to come. See, I try to tell you that I deny you for your own good, but that's only partly true. I actually have you on a strict orgasm denial routine because my pussy gets wet when you beg, not when you unload those balls and make a mess on my sheets. So if I'm going to forego my own excitement to allow you to squirt your jizz, what are you going to offer me in return? You don't honestly think I care whether you're horny and denied with swollen, achy, burning balls, do you? Good, because I don't. Here, you seem to have dick brain, so let me throw out some suggestions. Why don't you wear a pair of my panties and let me snap a few pics of you for posterity? Speaking of posterity, I have a drawer full of toys for your posterior region. Shall I choose my favorite for you to perch upon? And while we're in my toy drawer, I should introduce you to my collection of neckties that I use to tie, oh, so much more than just necks. Oh, and there are my long black latex gloves and this bottle of lube that I might come in handy for an extended teasing session, too. And, oh, you're going to like this. My long red strap-on dildo. Her name is Mona, and she loves to plow into a sweet little mouth motivated to please. Strap-on humiliation is positively delectable. I'll bet you'd love to be bound, gagged, plugged, and teased mercilessly until you begged me to let your balls explode all over your belly. Once I think you can't take any more, do you know what I do? I tease you some more. I tease you until your brain turns to mush and your tears have long since dried up. And if you please me with your desperation, if my pussy drips because of your screams, then perhaps I will allow you to release, if you're lucky. This is Mistress Piper. I hope you've enjoyed this audio. And if you'd like to read more about me, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-601-7259. Talk soon.